Welcome. This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And this is James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com, and we welcome you back to The New World Next Week, which you can find all the information at NewWorldNextWeek.com. James, like Obama said in Afghanistan yesterday, sunlight glistens off soaring new towers. It feels in a way like it's 2002, and we could change some of the names and change some of the cities, but essentially the same agenda rolls on regardless of which figurehead is out in front. James, we're going to stay true to our name, New World Next Week, with our three stories, and we'll begin with one from CBS out of Chicago, as well as more from Brass Check TV. Milwaukee Red Cross told to prep for Chicago evacuation during NATO summit. Preparation and plans to evacuate Chicago. This is reading from CBS, not a crazy conspiracy theory site. Is there a secret plan to evacuate some residents of Chicago in the event of major trouble during the NATO summit next month? CBS 2 has uncovered some evidence that there is. It comes from the Milwaukee area branch of the American Red Cross. CBS 2 News has obtained a copy of a Red Cross email sent to volunteers in the Milwaukee area. It said the NATO summit, quote, may create unrest or another national security incident. The American Red Cross in southeastern Wisconsin has been asked to place a number of shelters on standby in the event of evacuation of Chicago, end quote. According to a chapter spokesperson, the evacuation plan is not theirs alone. Our direction has come from the city of Chicago and the Secret Service, she said. Officials at Chicago's Office of Emergency Management and Communication said the directive did not come from them. The U.S. Secret Service did not return calls for comment. Some downtown residents told CBS2 that the news has them on edge. Very unnerving. I feel a little bit unsafe, just a bit more than a little bit. It doesn't make me feel like I want to be in the city during the NATO conference. An executive with the Service Employees International Union, SEIU, who trains members in preparation for the summit, thinks such a plan might be over the top. SEIU Local 1 Training Director Tim Dobry said, quote, this could be a lot like Y2K, a lot of hype and buildup. People will say, that was it? Not a big deal. So James will provide more contextual information. And again, we always provide all our sources cited so you can go check them out and do more research for yourself. No fly zone to be enforced by shoot-to-kill order during NATO summit. And this NATO summit in Chicago will take place May 20th and 21st, James.
Well, I guess they are ultimately right about that in that assessment in that article, because we don't know if this is going to be too much hype or if this is really building up to something. But we've seen the snipers that are getting positioned and getting ready. We've seen choppers doing test exercises in the area. We've seen the evacuation plans now, no-fly, shoot-down, shoot-to-kill orders. It's looking like more and more like a battle zone there. And so I certainly hope our friends in Chicago will be taking care of themselves during this. But again, it may be a lot of hype and build up just to once again thrust the police state under everyone's nose. Or it may in fact be a build up to something more. Who knows if a drill gets flipped live or something happens. We know how that can degenerate very quickly. So at any rate, I'm assuming it will be an interesting few days there in Chicago. And on that note, I will be not personally covering it during that time. I'm actually going to be away on holidays during that time, so I won't be here to cover it. But I will be having a couple of Chicagoans on my radio show next week on Monday night and Wednesday night. So I hope people will tune into that, and we'll be talking about the summit, what preparations are happening, and how people can stay up to date with what's happening there. So it'll be something to keep our eyes on for sure.
I was just on with Bob Tuscan on Oracle Broadcasting, and he actually asked me, are you going to go to Chicago to cover? And I was like, hell no. All I got to do is stay here in Portland and look at also Seattle at the May Day Occupy protest, and you'll see how easy it is for any kind of well-meaning mass movement to be infiltrated and basically ruined, because all it takes is one Fed dressed up like a black bloc anarchist to throw a rock through a window, and it's only justifying the crackdown. James, we'll turn to our second story, which comes from Tony Gosling and Bilderberg.org. Bilderberg 2012 looks to be, yet again, in Chantilly, Virginia. Bilderberg meeting coming up May 31st through June 1st. The odds were pretty high that in an election year, the not-so-public face of the Bormann Continuity NATO P2, otherwise known as the Bilderberg Conference, would take place in the U.S. So attempting to book hotels, it appears the Chantilly Westfields Marriott Hotel is block booked from May 31st to June 1st. Any media coming to cover Bilderberg from Europe will be subject to what have now become the normal U.S. pre-World War III fascist customs check-in, which, apart from the usual bullying and intimidation from the land of the free, provide plenty for the new Bluffdale, Utah, Hollerith Gestapo facility to data munch on. I suppose we can expect to hear a big announcement about the U.S. presidential race the week after this meeting, as this is where the West's democratic decisions are really announced behind closed doors. So if you're coming to cover or protest Bilderberg 2012, be sure to erase all your video hard drives, etc., and take sensible precautions, just as you would have visiting 1930s Nazi Germany. James, I love the way Tony Gosling writes that, and I hope folks will go check out, you know, what's the Martin Bormann Continuity NATO P2 and go investigate that, James.
Absolutely. A rich vein of history to be mined there, and I certainly hope people will check into that and into Bilderberg.org generally, which is where I'm always checking the forums around this time of year to make sure where it's actually going to be taking place, and they always seem to get it there first. So yes, indeed, Chantilly, Virginia, once again, just like back in 2008 when the last U.S. Bilderberg conference was held, and lo and behold, who showed up at the airport, who disappeared from the airport and showed up at Bilderberg? Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And then, yeah, it was just, a week or two later that Hillary announced she was dropping out of the race, and Barack was cleared to become president. So we know how this works. We know this will be an important location where the U.S. presidential selection will take place, and then they will dangle out the puppet show for the people for another couple of months to make it look like it's an actual thing rather than just something that's puppeteered. And it's going to be very, very interesting. So there are now calls for Occupy Bilderberg, which is a good way of taking the energy of that meme and using it for something that I think would be very constructive. So I certainly hope there will be people in the States or who can get to the States who will be doing that. Once again, I will be on vacation during this extremely important time. So I will not be there for, I think, the first time in years that I haven't covered Bilderberg from here in Japan, from afar. But I'm certainly, I have no doubt there will be a lot of alternative media coverage as usual, and pretty much nothing in the mainstream media as usual, but who watches that anyway? So my question for you, James, are you going to be there?
I will not be in Chantilly, but I'll definitely cover it from here in Portland, and we'll, of course, provide the flashback link, because I bet folks forget about this story, and it was a mainline, you know, mainstream news story about Obama tricking the press corps to get on the plane that then, you know, locked up and took off before the press corps said, hey, where's Obama? Where's the guy we're supposed to be following? He tricked them and snuck away to the Bilderberg meeting. So we'll definitely provide that for folks. James, our third and final story, again, as we've kind of gone in chronological order of things coming up in the new world next week and next month. Our third and final story I grabbed from the sports section from Yahoo News, that bastion of great resource. UK military prepare for 9/11 type attack. British military commanders said they were training to deal with a 9/11 type attack as they launched a major exercise Wednesday, that's still today to me, May 2nd here in the States, to test their readiness for the 2012 London Olympics. As jet fighters took to the sky with 9 weeks to go to the opening ceremony, the Olympic Park was getting its biggest tryout as the final wave of sporting test events got underway. 4 Royal Air Force Typhoon fighter jets flew into the British capital to herald the start of Exercise Olympic Guardian, a 9-day training operation to test the response of a possible air attack during the Games. Military helicopters were stationed around the capital, including on the amphibious assault ship HMS Ocean in the River Thames, with some carrying sniper teams. AWACS, surveillance planes, and air-to-air refueling aircraft will also be airborne during the exercise. Airspace restrictions will be in place throughout the July 27th through August 12th games. So some of the related notes from The Telegraph and Brasscheck TV London being militarized with surface-to-air missiles. That's right. The Ministry of Defense have warned people there are going to be missiles on your roof during the Olympic Games. So, James, you can see quite the comparison between the preparations going on in London and the preparations going on in Chicago.
Well, once again, we see the buildup happening, and it's a question, once again, of whether they're ratcheting up for something in particular or if it's just more of the police state indoctrination. But either way, I think it's important to keep our eyes on it. And it'll be interesting to see, given what takes place in Chicago, what will then later take place there in London. So, again, we can see how events can domino into each other. But something that I'd like to point listeners' attention to, something that a listener actually emailed to me through the contact form of CorbettReport.com, a link to a Rockefeller Foundation document. We'll put the link in the show notes. That it's a bizarre kind of future scenarios document, one of these ones where they predict 20 years in the future and they predict, you know, what's going to take place. So not predict, but they have a scenario if this happens, you know, kind of thing. And one of the very specific things they point to in there is a bombing at the 2012 Olympic Games that kills 13,000 people, which they posit as part of this chain reaction of events leading up to the American pullout from Afghanistan in 2016, I think they say in the document. And it's very interesting how that all pins together. So whether that's foreshadowing or forewarning or whether that's just more, fuel to the fire is again, up to be determined at a later date. I'm not one of these people who likes to scream, cry wolf at every opportunity, because we know what happens with that. But it's just interesting to put some of these pieces together and then to look at some of the Olympic imagery with the 2012 and Zion and all of that kind of stuff going on. Lots of crazy stuff. So it'll be a spectacle at any rate.
And sometimes the crazy stuff is what I specialize in on Media Monarchy. I was going to say, I'll go you one further and provide a link and remind folks of the dystopic film Children of Men from a few years ago, and how the 2012 London Olympics kind of shows up in that film from several years back. James, I have a post I'm working on, kind of just trying to collect all of these things going on as we've kind of briefly touched on them. We had Obama make that, you know, surprise trip to Afghanistan to, you know, he had to go check on the heroin supply to make sure we can keep funding our wars of aggression abroad. But the speeches and the 9/11 imagery and the stories, the news stories about Osama bin Laden, and of course, no, there's no photographic evidence. If, you know, even if we wanted to release it, you know, they don't have any, just as we always said. I'm putting together a post called Mayday, Mayday, that gets into these 9/11 stories. The new Freedom Tower is now taller than the Empire State Building, and Osama in Afghanistan, and all these terror drills, and John Yoo and the torture memo is back in the news, and this latest anarchist Cleveland Patsy bust, and again, all of these things all make it seem like it's 2002, and all these same sort of, you know, events and agendas go forward. Lauren Coleman of CopycatEffect.com has a series of posts that he calls Occupy Beltane, as May Day, of course, is the culmination of a whole host of occult calendar-type events, and that's why we see this time of year have so many symbolic events happen, whether that's the death of Hitler, the death of Osama, or Bush landing on an aircraft carrier and announcing mission accomplished, or Obama flying to Afghanistan to essentially announce, you know, mission accomplished. All of these things kind of swirling around, kind of in a way, give me a bad feeling. But hopefully, again, forewarned is forearmed, and we'll implore folks to go check out all of these links for themselves. One last mention, live on my upcoming show this week on Revere Radio, I'm going to have Niall Bowie, who's actually based in Malaysia, and we're going to go over all the latest going on in Kuala Lumpur, as well as just the broader Asian update and the moves being made on the grand chessboard, James.
Well, exciting stuff, and I'm looking forward to talking to you live on Corbett Report Radio tonight. So for those of you out there who haven't checked out Corbett Report Radio, you can listen live via the links at CorbettReport.com/radio, or you can check out the archives there. So looking forward to that. James, thanks for your time.
All right, man. Thank you.